The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bees do it, birds do it, so do fish and wildebeest do it. They are all able to gracefully flock or swarm in a particular direction, even though not every member of the group knows where they're going. Groups of animals move purposely, yet often only a relative few individuals have pertinent information as to where to travel. In bees, for instance, for which scouting out a new nest site is dangerous as well as time-consuming, studies have shown that only 5% of a hive's population gets involved in scouting. Biologists have often wondered if there's some complex communication that goes on between the informed and the uninformed. But scientists have shown in simulations that a simple set of behavioral rules can control a group. They have found that there's no explicit signaling within the group. No one saying, "I know something, come follow me." The only requirement seems to be a balance between the need to stay in a group for safety and a desire on the part of some leaders to go off in their own preferred direction. Interestingly, these goal-oriented individuals look just like their colleagues, with no inherent differences, genetic or otherwise, such as dominance or body size, to explain their leadership role.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.